Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson found Russell, a government agent, in the mountains on the Croft Ranch. To their utter astonishment, they learn from Russell that Mickey, too, is an agent for the Secret Service, and that she and Russell are on the trail of aerial smugglers. The boys agree to assist in the hunt for the smugglers and return to the Diamond A Ranch. Jimmy and Barbara Croft, while admiring the pictures in the living room of the ranch house, are attracted by a large print hung over the fireplace. They remove it from the wall and discover that the back has been split open. Hidden under the back cover, they find an old piece of parchment. And now we hear Barbara say,
"Oh, Jimmy, I wonder what it is."
"Oh, gee, Barbara, it sure looks old, doesn't it?"
"Here, unfold it and lay it on the table."
"Okay." "It's an old map or chart, I guess. Look at all these marks."
"Say, Jimmy, look, look. See what it says here?
Map of Chihuahua Treasure."
"It's the map of the hidden treasure. Oh, Jimmy, just think."
"Oh, gosh, Barb. Do you suppose it really is?"
"Oh, but what else could it be?"
"Oh, I wonder. Map of Chihuahua Treasure. Gosh, Ort has said that treasure came from Chihuahua."
"Oh, I'm sure it is. And look, what's this written down here? You can barely read it."
Let's see if I can make it out. "Before the sun drops under the hidden mesa, it is framed by Saddle Canyon." Gee, whoever did this couldn't write very well.
"Go on, Jimmy. What else does it say?"
"All right, let's see. Three. Oh, now what's this next word? C, E. Oh, what is that, a C or a D?"
"Let's see, Jimmy. C, E. Oh, that's cedars."
"Oh, yeah, cedars. Three cedars on line with sun through Saddle Canyon. Gee, that doesn't make much sense at all."
"Mm-mm. Go on, Jimmy. What's next?"
"Third cedar casts a shadow on flat rock across creek. Rock has H in center." "Uh-oh, now what's this next here, huh?"
"It looks like an S. Or maybe it's a 5.
"It's a 5, I guess. Oh, yeah. 50 paces upstream lies entrance to cave on east bank." "What do you make of all that, Barbara?"
"It's the map of the treasure, I'm sure. And that tells you how to find the cave. And look at the funny old map.
Here it says Hidden Mesa, and down here, Saddle Canyon."
"But those three marks there, oh, they must be the three cedars. Yeah, see, that's what it says."
"Oh, gosh, Barb, Orta's story is true. There is a treasure up there. Say, I'd better get Speed."
"Oh, yes, call Speed in."
"Wait a second, Barb, I'll get him right away." "Oh, Speed, Speed, come in here right away, will you? Hurry. He'll be right in. He's out at the ship talking to Flash now."
"Look, isn't this a strange old map, though? I wonder how many years it's lain hidden away."
"Oh, gee, Ortez said they buried the treasure nearly 100 years ago."
"This must be real parchment paper. Feel it, Jimmy. See how thick it is and stiff."
"Yeah. Gosh, you can hardly read some of this writing. The man that did this couldn't have had... Oh, here's Speed."
"What's up, Jim? Did you want to see me?"
"Oh, I'll say I did. Take a look at this. Here on the table."
"Oh, Speed, we found something tremendously important."
"Oh, what do you have? Hey, what is this? It looks like an old charter. A suffering catfish, map of Chihuahua treasure. Where'd you find this, Jimmy? Where'd you get it?"
"It was hidden in the back of this picture, the one that hangs up over the fireplace."
"Oh, great guns. Why'd you find it back there?"
"Oh, gee, Speed, we just come across it accidentally. Barb and I were looking at the prints, and I noticed this one had been handled recently, so we took it down and found this in the back. See where the back has been split open?"
"Yes, and yesterday I overheard old man Bender say something to Rip about a picture and the fireplace."
"Well, I'll be hanged. Here, let me take a look at this thing."
"Yeah, and see what it says down here, Speed? Here, I'll read it for you. Before the sun drops under Hidden Mesa, it is framed by Saddle Canyon. Three cedars on line with sun and Saddle Canyon. The third cedar casts a shadow on flat rock. Rock has H carved in center. 50 paces upstream lies entrance to cave on east bank."
"Ortez must have been right, and here's the map. Huh. El Capitan, here's something marked Saddle Canyon. Up here's the Hidden Mesa.
What do we do about it? Shall we keep the map?"
"I certainly will keep it. We'll find out how the Benders came in possession of it. If they killed Ortez's brother and stole the map, we want to know about it."
"Oh, yes."
"I don't know, though. Wait a minute. I have a better idea."
"Let's take the map up to Ortez and ask him if it's the one they found down in Mexico."
"No, let's go a little easy on this. Barbara, do you know how to draw? Could you copy this map?"
"Well, I'm no artist, but I can certainly copy this."
"All right, here's a pencil. Jim, hand her that sheet of blank paper over there. Now, Barbara, make an exact copy of this map. Put in all these landmarks and lines and these instructions at the bottom, too."
"Oh, I can do that easily."
"But what's your idea, Speed? Why not keep the original?"
"We don't want the Benders to know at this time that we've discovered the map. When Barbara's through, we'll just stick the original back in the picture. Remember, Jim, one man's already been killed for this map."
"Oh, yeah, I guess maybe you're right at that, come to think of it. Uh-oh. Who was that, Speed?"
That was Benito, the Mexican crook. He opened the door, took a look, and beat it. Ah, that's rotten luck. I wish he hadn't walked in just then.
Oh, you think he saw what I was doing?
I couldn't tell, but he looked very suspiciously at that picture lying on the table. And then he looked up at the wall over the fireplace where it usually hangs.
Do you think he knows about this map?
It's hard to tell just how much he knows about what's going on around here.
How are you getting on, Barbara?
I'm about through. This really is a very simple thing to copy.
Let's see. Ah, that's fine, Barbara. And the man who made this chart was no artist himself.
Well, there you are. Will that do?
Yeah, that's swell. Now we'll take the original chart, fold it up, and just slip it back behind the picture.
And hang the picture back where it belongs, huh?
Exactly. Now, there we are. Now, you stick it back on the wall, Jim, just like you found it.
Oh, gee, wouldn't it be wonderful if we found this treasure? Just imagine a hidden treasure on our land.
There. Is that about right, Barbara?
It's not quite straight, Jimmy. Push up the corner by your left hand. That's right, uh-huh.
Here, now, let me take a look at this copy you've made. El Capitan, and up here is Castle Dome. Those are the twin peaks off to the west here. In the center is the hidden mesa.
Well, that's where we landed this morning, isn't it,
Speed? Sure it is.
Say, this chart says a letter H is carved on the rock.
Now, why the H, I wonder?
Say, I'll bet I know. Didn't Ortez say the Hanley gang buried the treasure? And the H would be for Hanley.
Why, of course. Now, let's see. Here's a cross. It says entrance to cave. 50 paces upstream from flat rock.
Mm-hmm. Say, what's this way over here, Speed? It says sun. It's a round circle with lines running out from all sides.
Let me think a minute.
Do you think it'll be easy to find with this to follow?
I have it. Here, let me show you. This represents the sun sinking in the west, you see? This cave is on the eastern slope on the hidden mesa. Now, just before the sun sinks below the mesa, it can be seen through this Saddle Canyon. That is, if you were standing down here by Flat Rock and looked west, you could see the sinking sun through Saddle Canyon.
Gee, I'll bet that's it.
Yeah, and these three cedar trees must be on a direct line with the Saddle Canyon and the sun. And this third cedar tree, when the sun is in that position, must cast a shadow right on this flat rock. You get it?
That's it.
I think you've got
sure.
it, Speed.
Yeah, that's the way to locate the rock. Then walk upstream 50 paces and start digging on the east bank. The entrance to the cave was undoubtedly sealed up after the Hanleys buried the treasure.
Oh, I think this is just too wonderful for words. I must tell Mother about it.
I'm sure you go ahead and tell your mother, Barbara, but we must say nothing to anyone outside of Mrs. Croft. I'm not even going to tell Flash at this time.
I'll be as mum as a clam, Speed.
If the story Ortez has is straight, there's around $600,000 in gold, silver, and jewels buried in this cave. And don't forget the Benders know about it, but they don't know just how much we've learned.
At least they won't know we've discovered the chart.
Yeah, that's it exactly, Jimmy. If they thought we could find that treasure tomorrow, just use your imagination.
Oh, we'll be careful, Speed. And you and Jimmy be careful.
No, don't you worry about us, Barbara. But say, Speed, let's fly out over there now and see if we can spot these landmarks. Gosh, I think this is swell.
That's exactly what I want to do, Jim. If we can locate this Saddle Canyon and the three cedars, the rest should be easy. You fly the ship and I'll take along the chart.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, boys, I'll be on pins and needles until you return.
We ought to be back in an hour. And remember, Barbara, not a word.
Oh, these darn clouds are still hanging low. That's going to make flying around that mountainside rather tough, Speed.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking, but we can't do anything about that. I'll tell you what, Jim. Take off and head for the south edge of the mesa. If this map is accurate at all, Saddle Canyon lies between El Capitan and the south edge of the mesa, and about 2 miles east.
Well, I'll do the flying, and you tell me just where to go.
Okay. Climb in. Let's get started.
Say, how about gas, Speed? Do you think you have enough?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. That's enough for about an hour and a half. All right, kid. Take her off.
Do you see anything that looks like Saddle Canyon?
I sure don't. These clouds are too low, I'm afraid.
Let's go on up through them. If we don't spot something in the next 15 minutes, I'll have to start back to the ranch. Otherwise, we'll be out of gas.
Okay, go on up through.
Gee, we're in them already. Well, I've been keeping right under them.
Now keep going, son, and hold a straight course until we come out on top.
I am. We're going directly west.
It's lightening up. We're almost through.
There's the sun.
say, I've sure had plenty of cloud flying on this trip.
Yeah, well, that won't do you any harm. All right, swing around now, Jim. There's El Capitan Peak, a little to the south.
Yeah, and there's the Hidden Mesa, too.
Now, start a wide circle, and I'll try to locate Saddle Canyon. Now, watch yourself, kid. We're just skimming over those treetops. That ground down below is pretty hard.
Well, I'll watch the ship. You keep on the lookout for the canyon.
By George, it ought to be right around in here somewhere. The trouble is, there's about 18 canyons. Now, hold her in the bank, kid.
You think you see it?
No, but I see a couple of people down there, Jim. It's too late. They ducked under a ledge.
Who was it?
I don't know. There's a couple of men digging around in the bed of that stream. I'm sure of it.
I'll pull up so you can get a better look.
Yeah. Now make a turn the other way.
Okay. There. This will give you a better... Great Scott, look, Speed. Up there on the mesa.
What do you see?
Up on the mesa, see? Isn't that...
Yeah, that's Bender's airplane. Parked up there on the Hidden Mesa.
And that must have been Rip and the old man down in the canyon. Oh, gosh, B, do you think they discovered the lost treasure?
Will the finding of the old map lead to the hidden wealth? Or has Rip Bender and his father already uncovered the treasure? Listen to the next exciting episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.